Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Thaddeus McCotter. Thaddeus and I had the happy occasion of having a conversation with our colleague Andrew McCarthy these last days about Andrew's explication of events of the Biden vice presidency with Barack Obama the president, and now the Biden presidency with regard to Hunter Biden and his earning a lot of money from a Ukrainian company called Burisma. The occasion was December 4th, 2015. The events laid out by Andy and by James Comer's committee in the House of Representatives involve both Hunter Biden at the bar at the Four Seasons in Dubai and Vice President Biden at his office in Washington. At some point during the day, the Vice President and his son were in speakerphone conversation with the man Zlochevsky, then head of Burisma, but under indictment in Kyiv for corruption, for influence peddling, for bribing. Zlochevsky wanted assurances from the Bidens that there would be intervention by some authority in the Obama administration to make the prosecutor in Kyiv withdraw his intention to jail or persecute Zlochevsky. The conversation took place at the bar. 4 days later, the vice president was in Kyiv, and that is when the vice president, then Vice President Biden, made remarks that have been repeatedly shown on video these last years, saying that he gave Poroshenko, then the president of Ukraine, so many hours to fire the prosecutor or else, and the else was withhold aid to Ukraine. That is the raw outline of events. There's much more, but I don't want, it'll take too much time to go into it. Thaddeus asked the question of Andy as we were explicating these events. Is there an innocent explanation for these, the conduct of the vice president and his son with a man under investigation for corruption who wanted the charges to go away? And Andy said, I believe, in short version, no. Thaddeus, I've had several days more to think about your question, which is thought-provoking. You always presume innocence until proved guilty. Is there an explanation that would make sense in Washington? It doesn't have to be logical, just that would carry through when these events are demonstrated to the American people.
Yes, as a lawyer like Andy, innocent until proven guilty. When you ask me about the facts at hand, I can find no innocent explanation for it. I'm sure that some paid flack will try to find some BS reason for people to overlook this. But you have the fact that not only did Joe Biden say that, brag about doing what Donald Trump was indicted for doing, pardon me, was impeached for doing, falsely, by the way. But when you look at it, he also said that he had no dealings with his son's business. And we're also finding out that that might not be the case either. So, no, it was an election. It's along the lines of the letter saying that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation that all those people signed. They did it to get away with, to get through an election, and then they've paid no price for it. Biden hopes that he will pay no price for what he did prior to being president. Now that he's president, his own Justice Department is going to make it a lot easier for him to skate on it. And that's where we are with our two-tier justice system in the United States. Donald Trump was impeached for trying to get to the bottom of corrupt behavior by Vice President Biden. Think about that. That is absolutely backwards. And now the Democrats just sit there all quiet as if nothing happened. Whoops. Yeah. Well, we're really in a very, very dangerous place right now, aren't we, John? We really are. As a free republic, we really are.
I advance one explanation that I have seen in, I believe, Politico, one of the publications, that Vice President Biden was burdened with a deeply troubled son who is chemically dependent upon a variety of stimulants. And still is burdened by a now 50-ish-year-old man who has a checkered past. And therefore, he, as a father, was trying to carry Hunter through these affairs without compromising his office in Washington. Does that explanation work for the public?
No, it's a lie. It's a vicious lie. It's a horrible lie. And it's a disservice to every father that's had a son with any type of chemical dependence or substance abuse dependence. What you do is you immediately call the people he was with, say, get away from my son. You would call Burisma and say, leave my son alone. You were going to get the full weight of this authority here on you for trying to exploit someone who has a substance abuse, both as a father. And you don't do this to the United States government, because for all we know, you could be trying to extort the vice president of the United States by preying upon his son. Those are the types of things you do if you care about your son, if you love your son. If you want to just make some money, what you do is you turn your chemically dependent son into a bag man and try to make yourself rich because you don't care about anybody but yourself. So no, John, it really doesn't hold water.
It probably is why I haven't seen it again. But I did see it.
Yeah,
that,
probably,
I did
yeah.
see them. And I can expect that to come back when and if. And it's a big if the Republican Party has the weight to bring this to the attention of the American people.
Well, I'm sure that the media that was all over the false impeachment of Donald Trump for trying to get to the bottom of this, I'm sure they're going to rectify this by reporting the truth about Joe Biden and his artist natural gas savant son.
Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple, your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.